Now, strap yourselves in because it is time to run through the Knot news for the week. The things making headlines that will not go away, despite the fact that you really don't think they should be there to begin with. From the newsroom, we're here now with Jeff Field. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. This is the train wreck segment. It could go anywhere. And I have to keep reminding 2SER listeners, I know that 2SER has a heritage of discussing the serious and stories and a lot of the stories that aren't discussed on other media outlets. But this is where we throw those rules out the window. Sadly, I'm here to report that one of the top-selling newspapers in the UK is just breaking news that Michael Jackson is alive and planning a new UK tour.
Oh, good.
The King of Pop, whose family is currently disputing multiple child abuse accusations against him, could be hiding somewhere. And this is according to his former hairstylist, Steve Earnhardt. It's also in the Daily Mirror, which, if you're wondering what the Daily Mirror is, think of the Daily Mail.
But the UK.
But in the UK. And it's quite a big selling newspaper. And I'm showing it to you. This is hot off the press.
Oh,
you can
breaking.
Actually see it there. A big picture of Michael Jackson there with his arm in the air. It's almost unbelievable.
Almost.
And not even the family
almost.
Knows. But I do, says the stylist.
Almost.
Exclusively telling the Mirror. So there you go. You've just been told by Michael Jackson's former hairstylist that he's still alive and planning a tour. You heard it first in Not the News.
So he's hanging out with Elvis and the rest of them that they reckon
sounds
never
like
died.
It. There's no mention of Elvis coming on tour with him.
Oh, support act.
But there you go. Now, here's one that really got to me during the week. You actually pointed it out to me. Donald Trump's favourite TV show, Fox and Friends, has a reputation for giving airtime to conspiracy theories that benefit the White House agenda. But host Pete Hegseth may now have managed to upset the famously germophobic president by revealing that he has not washed his hands in a decade. Now, the admission came as Hegseth discussed eating day-old pizza that had not been refrigerated. He did not see any issue with eating the pizza, which is an issue in itself, and then added he didn't think he'd washed his hands in 10 years. Really, he said, quote, I don't ever wash my hands. Met with laughter, he explained, I inoculate myself. Germs are not a real thing. I can't see them. Therefore, they are not real.
I hate this story on so many levels, and I couldn't escape it in the middle of the week. And I did. I marched into the newsroom and said, Jeff, I've got one for you for Not News.
Yep.
And Jeff's hurriedly writing something very important, and I'm waving a story about germs
about
not existing.
And Fox News, which is where the president gets his news from. Enough said.
Germs don't exist. I just...
And he's germophobic.
He hasn't washed his hands in a decade.
Yeah.
Ah.
This, on so many levels, the story is just... Yeah.
How old was the pizza that he was eating?
I don't know. But
stupidly old, unrefrigerated pizza.
Maybe I should keep an eye on this, and maybe we'll be able to drag it into next week's Not the News segment as well.
Yeah, well, he got some sort of awful preventable disease. It's going to be next week's Not News. There are so many levels, and on every single one of them, I just have the shivers.
I know. Still on politics and Not the News. Now, an online investment company was forced to pull an advertisement offline that featured a caricature sexualizing British Prime Minister Theresa May. Trading group Capital.com caused a stir online for the ad, which told potential investors, her deal, all yours. Make the markets your own on an historic day for Brexit. Now, Twitter users were shocked by the caricature, with many cringing in response to the PM winking suggestively and showing off cleavage. Now, I'm going to show you the ad.
All right.
And just give me your reaction.
Ooh, it kind of looks like one of those anime drawings with the wink and the... Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
If you hadn't told me it was Theresa May,
yeah,
I probably wouldn't have clicked that it was actually meant to be her.
Look,
because, yeah.
I think it's a bit of a storm in a teacup, but that's why it's in Not the News.
It's a pretty...
We didn't run this story during the week, but look...
It's a pretty gross drawing.
Yeah, it's not the best, but it's... I don't think it's like... disgustingly pornographic or anything. It's just, yeah, it's not particularly flattering.
I don't.
But I think the less we say about that story, the better. And our last story, and not the news, if you are driving, you've just switched on. No, you haven't switched on to the other stations. You are still on 2SER. Last year, McDonald's came out with its spicy chicken McNuggets, then took it away from us. After realizing just how hot they were, they listened to customer requests and they're bringing the popular item back. That was a story that was run on at least two news sites during the week. So
for
all you people who've been missing the spicy chicken McNuggets, they're coming back.
I missed it. When did they?
It was around on Wednesday. So
I missed the nuggets in general, I think.
Well, there you go.
I missed the first round of the nuggets.
Now, look, here's a story which I think should have been run but wasn't. So
okay.
We like to finish on some sort of credibility in this segment.
Yes.
Malaysia has become one of the world's biggest plastic importers, taking in rubbish the rest of the world doesn't want. But one small town is paying the price for this and is now smothered in 17,000 tons of waste.
Oh, God.
It began last summer. Every night after the clock struck midnight, Daniel Tay knew exactly what was coming. He would shut his doors, seal his windows, and wait for the inevitable. Soon his room would be filled with an acrid smell like rubber being burned. Coughing, his lungs would tighten. That's because from January, 754,000 tons of plastic waste was imported into Malaysia following China's decision 2 years ago to ban the import of plastic waste. And that's, we've got a similar problem here in Australia now. A lot of waste we used to send to China is now just being put in landfill.
Yeah.
But Malaysia, that's shocking what's happening there. I was not aware of that problem.
I've heard as well Vietnam is another country that takes in a lot of our plastics.
See, a lot of the third world countries are literally dumping grounds for rich countries.
That's awful.
Shocking.
Oh, God.
I'm really sorry. Yeah, I'm really sorry for the people that live in those countries. I don't know what the solution is. Well, we do know what the solution is. Don't keep buying plastic things.
Don't dump all our plastic on countries that are poorer than ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not the news. Right now I'm going out to wash my hands.
Oh, please do. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Field with the Not News for another week. The things in the headlines that will not go away, despite the fact that they may not necessarily be the most pressing of breaking news. Let's just put it that way.